Ephesians 3. Our Father, your Father, Pastor Olu Opanure, the special assistant to General of Yourself. Daddy, you are welcome, sir.
I know who I am. I am who God says I am. God is the God.
Put your hand on your head and prophesy to your life. It shall be well with me. I will make it in Jesus' name. I will not die prematurely. Shame will not be my portion. Reproach is far from me. I shall fulfill my destiny. God will enjoy me. I will enjoy God. With long life, I shall be satisfied. God will show me his salvation 24/7. I will not die poor. I'll be a blessing. I shall be anointed. I'll be strong. I will know God. I will do exploits. The grace of God shall abound in my life. The mercy of God will not be withdrawn concerning me. Me and my children, me and my family, we shall be for signs, for wonders. I will live a good life. I will make it to heaven. Satan is disgraced in every department of my life. God will raise destiny helpers to push me forward, to help me. I'll fulfill destiny. So I declare. So I prophesy. So I manifest. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I have prophesied into my life. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Amen. Tell your neighbor you will manifest greatness. There is no stopping you. Jesus on your side. Holy Ghost, your senior partner. God supervising every area of your life. Neighbor, it is well with you. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Pastor Shona, thank you very much for your warm welcome. I'm grateful. We've been together for many years. I always tease him about the parish he has in the air. He's constantly traveling. And we thank God for the parish on land. It will make tremendous progress. Praise the Lord. Among parishes in FCT 7, this one will be outstanding. Amen. Peculiar. Amen. Great. Full of great men, amen. Powerful women, amen. Anointed children, amen. A place of answered prayer, amen. Of great testimonies, amen. Many weddings, amen. Naming ceremony, amen. Baby dedication, amen. House dedication, amen. In the name of Jesus. May God make all of us bigger than Pastor and Pastor Mr. Shola Olupoya. May God make all of us bigger than Daddy and Mommy Gio. The amen is not convincing. Is anything too hard for God? Just make sure you do the sacrifice. 1,000 days of prayer and fasting. And an ambulance nearby. In case of emergency. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 30. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 30. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Your rest will be 360 degrees. In the name of Jesus. Because the God we are dealing with is an awesome God. Awesome God, how great you are. Awesome, awesome in power, in majesty, in wisdom, in deliverance, in mercy, in grace, in riches, in honor. Our God is so big. The Bible says the heavens and the heavens of the heavens are too small to accommodate him. He's so big that the whole of this world is his what? Heaven is his throne. He's so great, so awesome. He dwells in light nobody can approach. In fact, his clothes are his light. He wears light as a garment. When he touches the mountains, they smoke, and the hills must skip like little rams. He knows everybody's name. Tell your neighbor he knows your name. Praise the Lord. He knows every detail about you, including the number of hair on your head. And some of us who have no hair, he knows. Praise the Lord. He's awesome. Full of knowledge, wisdom, power, whatever you can imagine. This world we are in and the whole universe that we cannot see. Somebody, I think it was calculated that if you are going to travel around the universe, it will take you 200 billion years traveling at the speed of light. 186,000 miles per second. Not per hour, per second. It will take you 200 billion years to go around the whole universe that God created. And by the way, he's your father. He's your God. He's your owner. Your redeemer. Your savior. Your lifter. Your baptizer. Your defender. Your peace. Your righteousness. Your prosperity. He woke you up this morning. He will take you to bed tonight. He will never leave you or forsake you. The blood in your system, the air in your nostrils, the bones that you have formed by him, your heart beats 100,000 times per day. He makes it possible. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even what a mighty God. He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth. Even what a mighty God. May he display his awesomeness through your life. In the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is where? Than he. Your greatness will manifest. The world will know you serve God. You will not die disgracefully. You will not come and go as if you are not anointed. God will trust you with money, with riches, with honor, with peace, with holiness. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Have a mighty God. Please be seated. There's nothing he cannot deliver you from. Deliver Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego from a fiery furnace heated 1000 degrees centigrade. He made the furnace air conditioner. Even Jesus joined them in the furnace. And also, by the time they brought him out, they brought them out. Bible says the king promoted them in the province of Babylon. He said, anybody who speaks rubbish about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, I will cut them in pieces like suya and make their house a dunghill, because no God can deliver like God of Shadrach, Meshach. And he promoted them. Daniel 3:28-30. God will promote you. Yeah. In spite of bad belly. Yeah. God will promote you. Yeah. Above your opposers. Yeah. Above your enemies. Yeah. And those who want to hide your file. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Lazarus was dead and stinking and rotting and smelling. Rigor mortis had set in. Decay had happened. Worms, I'm sure, must have been coming out of Lazarus. 4 days in the tomb with a stone to cover it. No problem for Jesus. Lazarus come out. He told his sisters, your brother will rise again.
You will rise again.
Amen.
In all dimensions.
Amen.
Your family will rise again.
Amen.
Trouble will come to an end.
Amen.
Affliction will not arise.
Amen.
Second time.
Amen.
God will safeguard your family.
Amen.
Underguard your family.
Amen.
As the mountains surround Jerusalem,
Amen.
You will surround your family.
Amen.
No premature death.
Amen.
Your wife will be understanding.
Amen.
Your husband will be compassionate.
Amen.
Your children will add value.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
They shall be for signs and for wonders. Greater than you. Better than you. Richer than you. More anointed than you. More established than you. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. If our God is so wonderful and powerful, if he can deliver so mightily, then there should be nothing I worry about. Nothing to move me or to shake me or to cause me to lose confidence in God. Nothing should make me not to enjoy my life. Tell your neighbor, no shaking. If God is for you, who can be against you? Praise the Lord. He's mighty to deliver. Therefore, there is no excuse to entertain worry, anxiety, fear, frustration. Because to tell you the truth, worry is a sin. S-I-N. Worry equals no confidence in God. Worry says God doesn't have capacity or capability to do what he says he wants to do. Bible says, Hebrews 6:18, that it is impossible for God to lie. God is not a man to lie or the son of man to repent. Has he said it? Will he not? Has he spoken? Will he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. Forever, O God, your word is where? Where there is no disturbance. The grass may wither. The flower may fade. The word of God endures for 2 weeks.
Forever.
Heaven and earth will pass away. Not one jot or tittle from this book will go unfulfilled. He exalts his word above. You can put confidence in God. Don't entertain worry, anxiety, or fear. God is in control. He was chiding his disciples. How come that you have no faith? How come you are so fearful on the Sea of Galilee? They saw the storm and their hearts melted. Jesus is in your boat. No shaking for you. In the name of Jesus. No room for sleeplessness. No room for ulcer. High blood pressure must be strange to you. You are a child of God. You carry the spiritual DNA of Jesus Christ. No headache for Jesus. No ulcer. No heart disease. No pneumonia. You will be strong until you go to see Jesus. Moses was 120, but his natural force was not abated. His eyes were not dim. If he married at 120, after 9 months, what will happen? Naming ceremony. Come and see you. Praise the Lord. You bring baby to Pastor Shola for dedication. Pastor, I had the baby after 40 years of retirement. Praise the Lord. That's how awesome God is. No room to worry, no room to fear. The cemeteries are full of Christians who worry themselves to death unnecessarily because maybe they forgot the promises of God or the word and the assurance of God. This year it shall be well with you.
Yeah.
You are in the best part of 2015.
Yeah.
Every good thing will happen to you.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What are the areas of worry? Don't worry about tomorrow. That the Jew would say to us, tell your neighbor, my tomorrow will be... Yes, your tomorrow will be alright. He says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. I know my thoughts concerning you. Thoughts of what? Not to give you. So let your own thoughts and his own agree. Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Think on them. No, don't think about evil. Satan will bombard your ears with terrible things. Don't let it enter and settle. But if it does, discouragement will follow. And some have been discouraged and committed suicide. Not our portion in Jesus' name. God is in charge of tomorrow. I have a living hope. I have a future. God has a plan for me. Of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my foundation. I know I can stand secure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks the way we cannot see. He will make a way. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His hand. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, there is gone. Because I know who He was, my future. My life is what I live in just because He lives.
Praise the Lord.
Because He lives, there is no reason to fear. He's in charge of our future. He's on our side. His promises are yea and amen. And they will find manifestation in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. If He carries the whole world on His shoulders, what will He not do for you? Bible says He gave us His Son, Romans 8:32. How will He not with Him give us how many things? Everything else. Your peace shall be comprehensive. Amen. Don't worry about poverty. Knowing the grace on Jesus, although He was what? Rich. Because of you and me, He became poor. So that through His poverty, we can become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. You will not die poor.
Amen.
I will not die poor.
Amen.
This house will be completed.
Amen.
To the glory of God.
Amen.
To the shame of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. None of us here in Jesus' embassy will die poor. You will build your house in this Abuja, some for rent, some for occupation. You will buy buses to take us to camp, Holy Ghost service, convention, congress, in Jesus' name. Let me stretch it a bit further. The next plane for that, the GO, will come from Jesus' embassy. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We need more Christian billionaires in Nigeria. I met one lady who is supposed to be the richest woman in Africa, in Benue State, I think 2013 November. That woman is born again, oh, Mrs. Alakija. Very, very born again. Thoroughly born again. We need more women like her. More people like that. May God originate them from Jesus' embassy.
Yeah.
Who will use money for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Build churches. Send missionaries, particularly to Ghana.
Amen.
Pastor. Do great things financially.
Amen,
Pastor. Orphans, widows. Just be a blessing. All those churches that Boko Haram is tearing down, build them up again. Because this gang will swallow Boko Haram in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
No no weapon that is fashioned against Nigeria and the church will prosper. Our oppressors will eat their own flesh, drink their own blood like sweet wine. In Jesus' name. Don't worry about poverty. You will not die poor. God gives power to get wealth so that his covenant can be established. Tell your neighbor, cooperate. Because the tithe is not your money. So bring the tithe to the house of God. One man gave 9 over 10 as tithe. He started business with $500 he borrowed. But God blessed him so much. At one offering, he gave $3.5 million. One offering. He told his madam, 10% is not good, it's an insult. Let's give God 90%. It doesn't make sense. Very illogical. Almost stupid. But the foolishness of God is stronger than the wisdom of men. And they asked him, okay, why are you doing this? He said, manufactures earth moving equipment. Big caterpillar. And this caterpillar that pulls plane. He manufactured the thing before he died. He said, I have a small shovel. So with my small shovel, I give God 90. With his caterpillar shovel, he offloads on me more than I can manage. He built a Christian university before he died in Texas. They call it Lotono University for technology and Christian something. May God make you very, very rich. Because poverty is terrible. The poor man is hated by his relatives. Proverbs 19:7. He is hated by his neighbors. Proverbs 14:20. The rich man's wealth is a strong city. The destruction of the poor man is what? Poverty. Proverbs 10:15. The rich will rule over the poor. The borrower is a servant to the lender. God will bring us out with a strong hand. As he opened the Red Sea, he will open it for us. We will walk through. Poverty shall be drowned in your family, in your generations. A good man will leave an inheritance to children's children. And the wealth of the wicked is reserved for who? Righteous in Jesus' embassy. He will transfer their business to your own. All the money they steal, God will sanitize it and put it in your account. In Jesus' name. God works in mysterious ways. If a fish can be central bank for governor, for God, he can do anything to bless you financially. May he send a destiny helper to you. From America, South Africa, from Korea, from the UK, from this Abuja, to give you ideas, suggestions, partnership that will push you forward financially and powerfully. In the name of Jesus. Don't worry about your enemies. God will take care of them. Yes. If God be for you, Moses, hold your peace. I will fight for you. This battle is my own. The same thing he said to Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20:17. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Exodus 14:14. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. Let God arise. What will happen? Every enemy of your life will scatter. No witch, no wizard, no sorcerer, no enchanter, no diviner, no soothsayer, no babalawo can prosper against you. Whatever they take your name to, the blood of Jesus will cancel it. The person who rolls a stone, what will happen? It will go back. The one who digs a pit, they will fall inside. Not you, or your husband, or your children, or your wife, or your grandchildren. You will not die before time. In the name of Jesus. The enemy will not rejoice that they took you away. You will see the end of your enemies. All those who say you will not marry, they will be in church in the front when Pastor Shola is joining you. They will follow you to reception. Eat the rice and be born again. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Or he will cause them to fight each other until they kill themselves one by one in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about marriage and family you will marry and carry your baby. Because Redeem is a baby factory. 70,000 babies. That's what Daddy Joe wanted. He upgraded to 100,000. Who knows? Next time will be 200,000. And God honors the prayer of that man because he likes babies. You will not be an exception. Amen. Whether fallopian tube problem, low sperm count, that is just a name. The name of Jesus is bigger. At the name of Jesus, every knee, they will bow in Jesus' name. Amen. We've seen too many cases. Remember an MD, lady MD, no womb, but twins came out. And the husband told doctor, please, I don't want more babies. Tie the thing for me. Doctor said, I can't find anything. This woman has no womb. I've done 10,000 deliveries. This one is exceptional. This one is peculiar. This one is one of a kind. I never see this kind of God before. I never see this kind of God before. Jesus. 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 I never see. I never see. I never see. I never see. I never see this kind of God before. I never see this kind of God before. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God. I never see. I never see. I never see. I never see. Amen. May your life be available for every kind of wonder from heaven in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, my life is available for wonders. Amen. You will marry because God knows you are going to add value to one man who will be a great man for God. Yes. So God will bring that man to you. And you will know in your heart. Witnesses will also agree with you that this is the man appointed for you as your husband, as your head, as your pastor, as your friend, as your brother. In Jesus' name. He will be a good man, a righteous man, kind man, merciful man, spent for you like no man's business. Some days he will even cook for you. Say, sweetheart, just take your rest. I'll bring you breakfast in bed. The egg will be burnt a bit, but just swallow it because of love. This man will love you to distraction, I tell you. It will not be strange for him to just surrender his salary to you every month. My dear, I love you more than money. Take it and spend it. I will fast to recover. Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. By the way, in our house, my wife manages our finances. I've discovered she's better. And then I get pocket money for good behavior from time to time. It makes life very easy. So I can focus on prayer and some other things. She can be worried about Maggi and pepper soup and all that one. Praise the Lord. That man will locate you in Jesus' name. And your wedding will be very, very great. In the holy name of Jesus Christ. If Rahab could marry Harlot, Ashewo, prominent prostitute. The house was on the wall of Jericho. Red light, red curtain. No credit, come back tomorrow. Joshua chapter 2. The woman got married though. Not just a man, real man. Salmon, they called the man's name. And the man gave birth to a man called Boaz. And Boaz and Ruth gave birth to a man called Obed. And Obed and what is the wife's name now? and Ruth gave birth to a man called Jesse. And Jesse and his madam gave birth to a man called David. And from David to Jesus, 28 generations. So in Jesus' family tree, you find the former Ashewu, prostitute, commercial sex worker. That shows you how powerful God is. If Ashewu can marry, who says you will not marry? The devil is a liar. A big liar. Overtime liar. Overflowing liar. You will marry and be prospered and add value to that man in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What should I do? Praise God and be delivered from worry. Praise Him. God inhabits what? And when God is there, how can the devil raise his head? It's not possible. Paul and Silas sang and prayed at midnight, and the prison doors were. Every door that is locked against you shall be open. Amen. Praise will make a way for you. The Bible says God is looking for worshippers. He's looking, searching for them. And he located one boy called David. And see how God offloaded on that boy in every area. Anointing, money, good name, testimonial. Today Jerusalem is called the city of who? David. Jesus is called the son of who? David. Ordinary mortal, ordinary human being. Jesus is surnamed after David because this boy made up his mind. I will bless the Lord at all. His praise will always be. Psalmist said 7 times a day, I'm going to praise God because of his righteous judgments. Psalm 119 verse 164. 7 times I will keep praising God regardless of what happens. I will give him a sacrifice sometimes with tears running down my eyes. I will praise God as if my life depends on, and your life depends on it. Yes. So anybody who praises me, glorifies me. And the one who orders his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God. Psalm 50 verse 23. You praise him, you attract blessing to your life. You murmur trouble. 1 Corinthians 10:10. He destroyed his people because of murmuring. Murmur. 10 times. Moses said, you murmured against God. And one day God says, I've had enough. I will kill all of you. Except everybody under 20 years of age. And Joshua and Caleb. You will praise your way through in Jesus' name. Amen. Change the way you think. Number 2. As a man thinketh in his heart. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Change the way you think. You are a righteous person. God loves you. Paul says, death or life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, no height, no depth, can separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I am persuaded. God loves you. For God so loved the world, including you. Never entertain any ugly, useless, demonic thought. No. Because the way you think is the way you are going to be. So be careful what you think. Birds can fly in the air. You don't allow them to rest on your head. When the thing comes, drive it away by the blood of Jesus. Drive it away with your personal national anthem. I never see this kind of God before. And those evil thoughts will disappear in Jesus' name. Number 3, obey God. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy but to trust and obey. To obey is better than what? And to hearken than the fat. Proverbs 4:4. But obey my commandments and live. The other side is disobey, God forbid, and die. Whatever he says, just do it. Number 4, serve God. There is no room for armchair person in Jesus' embassy. Everybody must put their hands on the plow. There is something you can do that nobody here is better qualified to do. And there is something called replacement. But may God not replace us. Amen. Jesus said, occupy till I do what? Get busy. Get your hand dirty. I remember we were doing Central Parish. We carried, remember Pastor, carried pompon on the head. Maybe that's why I lost my hair. We carried pompon, carried block. Nobody said big man, for we are, leave your big man at home. Come and carry shovel, carry sand, carry gravel, carry block. We still have pictures, Tommy and Busola, my children. were carrying this, and what's Akin Shueton? I saw his son too carry the thing many years ago. How many years now, Pastor? More than 20 years now. And none of us ever regretted that we soiled our hands for the work of God. Please, find something to do here. Whether pray or usher or just do something. If all you can do is to come and sweep the house of God, why not? Or clean the seats. One day that the Jew took a bucket of water, went to one toilet full of excreta, washed the thing until you could eat your breakfast in that stinking, horrible place. He told us the hand that cannot walk cannot enjoy anointing. It's true. Jesus took a bowl of water and was doing what? Dirty feet, stinking feet of Judas who betrayed him. Thomas who said, you did 419, you didn't go there. Peter who said, I swear I don't know the man. James and John who said, we want to sit on the right and the left. If Jesus served, why should I feel too big to serve? The least I can do is to serve God. That's the best way to say thank you. You can't be born again and not serve. It is a contradiction. May God agitate your mind. Amen. To serve Him in this local assembly. Amen. It will open the door for other things in your life. Amen. In Jesus' name. If they obey and serve me, they will spend their days in what? Prosperity. And their years in pleasures. Job 36 verse 11. Finally, of course, surrender to Him. Receive Him as Lord and Savior. And He will carry your burdens for you. Cast your care upon, because He will care for you. Every area will be taken care of. Spiritual, financial, physical, emotional, ministerial, professional, in the workplace. Everything will be taken care of comprehensively, because He paid the price. Come to me, all you who labor. What will happen? Shall we pray? I want relationship with Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I am tired of going all by myself. I've realized I can't help myself. Jesus, I need your peace, your rest, your forgiveness, your mercy. I want to enter a serious relationship with you. I want to know you and feel you and touch you. I want you as my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my forgiveness, my restorer. Jesus, I am willing to say yes to you today and for the rest of my life. I want you as my Lord and Savior. I'm tired of running my own show. I can't go very far. But with you, I can make it to heaven. I can live a good life here. Jesus, I need your mercy, your forgiveness. I want you in my life as my Lord and Savior. If that is what you want here this morning, can I see your hand up? You want your name written in the book of life. Enough of turning Him away. He's knocking at the door of your heart. He said, if you open, I will come and sup with you. If you open, I will come in. Jesus, I need you. I need mercy. I need forgiveness. Sin wants to destroy my destiny. I want to be born again. Number two, I want to serve God in Jesus' embassy. I am born again. I am not doing anything now, but from today, I want to put my hand on the plow. I don't want to be watching cinema every day, every Sunday when I come. I want to be a part of what God is doing in this local assembly. I want to serve God in this place. I'm born again. Meanwhile, I'm not doing anything, but from today, I want to be a worker in this church. Can I see your hand up? I don't want God to replace me. God has blessed me with some gifts and talents. I want to use it for Him in Jesus' embassy. Can I see your hand up? If you are lifting the hand, let me see very well. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Can we please stand up, those who are lifting their hands? God, I'm willing to serve you. God bless you, my brother. Please come forward. I want to pray with you. God bless you, my sister. Please come forward. Please come forward. God bless you. God bless this fantastic decision you have made. God bless you, my sister. You are welcome as well. We thank God for your lives. It is good to serve God. It is good to serve God with your life. You will not be replaced. If we don't serve him, we can be replaced. Saul will not serve. David replaced him. God, I don't want to be replaced. I don't want to end up on your wrong side. I don't want to appear before you empty-handed in heaven. Father, I thank you. You can join them before we finish praying. Father, I thank you for your daughters and your sons. They have come out to identify as those who want to serve you in this local assembly. Almighty God, accept them. Accept their service. Bless them. Every prayer that is hanging because of lack of service, let it come down in their lives. Let it appear in their lives. Let them fulfill their destinies and ride on their high places. Let things be easy for them. As they serve you here, Father, raise men to serve them, to make it easy for them. Connect them with every destiny helper that is necessary for their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Sin will not take dominion over them. Your grace will abound concerning them. Your mercy will never be withdrawn. Your name is glorified in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Make them examples of people who have been blessed by you. Thank you, Almighty God. We give you praise. Be exalted, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Please follow my sister there. Church, put your hands together for them. It's a serious decision they have made. Shall we rise to pray? Please join hands with your neighbor and pray for them after this manner. Almighty God, comprehensive peace, enduring rest, let it be the portion of my neighbor as they praise you, as they obey you, as they serve you. Let the peace of my neighbor be like that of a river. Let it be very, very great. Let nothing disturb it or steal it away. Lift up your voice and pray for your neighbor. As my neighbor serves you, praises you, obeys you, surrenders to you, Father in heaven, let the peace of my neighbor be very great. Very, very great. Very, very, very great. Extremely great, O God. Give my neighbor rest. 360 degrees. Rest round about completely. Rest that the enemy cannot tamper with. Peace like a river. As they lay their bodies on you, O God, as they lay their care on you, peace, peace, peace like a river. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Secondly, you pray for your neighbor. Almighty God, I declare concerning my neighbor, worry, anxiety, fear, frustration is overthrown completely in your life in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I declare to you, my neighbor, I prophesy to you, fear, worry, anxiety, frustration, hypertension is not your portion, will not come near you, is overthrown, never to come back in the name of Jesus. God will answer your prayer by fire. God will attend to you, my neighbor. God will attend to you. God will attend to you. The Almighty God will attend to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Masale brokotoska yalabande. Ibrokodoska yelibonde. Rakosta likoko. Mabra katoya limonde. Raboskoto yelibo. Kakamonde lebrokotoska. Yali kaboria limonde. Robosko to yele bonde. Ah! Masali bakaka. Mabroko to yele bonde. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We magnify your holy name. Thank you for deliverance from the power of worry, of fear, anxiety, of frustration. We thank you because you paid the price. On the cross you declared, it is finished. Therefore we know, everything that will make us worry or be anxious is overthrown, is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we are delivered over worry. Worry concerning our future, our marriage, our children, about tomorrow, about finances. Thank you for taking care. Thank you for your peace that is like a river. We will praise our way through life. We will serve you. We will obey you. We will honor you. With long life, you will satisfy us and show us your salvation. What we are afraid of will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, only goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We shall attract blessing. We will retain blessing. In Jesus' name, it is well with our marriages. We shall bear children. We shall be properly married. We shall do great things. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will lend to nations. We will never borrow. We will build houses for you, O God. We will serve you financially. We shall be financial powerhouses in your kingdom, in Jesus' name. We shall be your treasurers, like Mary Magdalene, like Susanna, like Joanna, and certain other women. In the name of Jesus, our hands will be anointed. Our head will not like oil. We will demonstrate your power. We will declare your awesomeness. We will not die small. We will not be irrelevant. We will not be insignificant. In the name of Jesus, the greater one inside us will manifest. In the name of the Lord Jesus, men will see us and give you glory. Thank you, Almighty God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord.
I believe we can do better. Give the Lord a wonderful clap offering. I've never seen this kind of God before. Help me to tell your neighbor, I'm a wonder. Look at me very well, very well. Critically, look at me now. You are looking at what? Who are you looking at? This week, the wonders of God will manifest in your life. This month, the wonders of God will be seen in your destiny. Give the Lord a wonderful clap offering. Can we stretch forth our hands to our Father and speak unto it?